Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This episode is entitled, You See Me? Do You See Me? A message to all my admirers, past and present. One thing that I am cognizant of as a nurse and a woman of God is the lengths that people will go to go out of their way to watch me. I have asked God about this many times. People that are so focused on me that they sit in corners and even follow me around, just watching. Conversely, even when you are silent, you speak loud and clear. While experiencing this on the job, here are my thoughts. You are so fixated on me when you have patients that are in need of care. How exactly does that work? But by God's grace, this won't end well for you. You are trying to see if I am walking my talk. It is as if you have tunnel vision. This is a sinister spirit. Furthermore, what is strange is that I will never in my life make you my focal point. I just don't feel the need. You seek to sabotage me, and it is the helpless people in your care that suffers. You attempt to dig a ditch, but you don't know the God that I serve. You see, even in my mess, because I am not perfect, God is for me. And if God is for me, who can be against me? I am His chosen, His anointed. I am not bragging, but it is true. What you are doing is not new. I have experienced this all of my life. Moreover, this is how I know that this is spiritual, because I am no better than anyone else. If I knew what you were thinking, and sometimes I do, and what you are saying, and that too, hence, I am ultimately empowered. I will say this, you flatter me, but don't take it as a compliment. Because flattery is a sin. Just know that I will never reciprocate this behavior to anyone. You are not the first, nor will you be the last. I experience this from women, young and old, black, brown, and white, and men also. To be more specific, men who exude feminine energy or toxic masculinity. Notwithstanding, please be aware that whether good or evil, God never lets His anointed walk in darkness. I don't have to say a word, just know that I see you. So I asked the Lord for clarification, and these are the scriptures that he gave me. Number one, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Psalms 25, verses 2 to 3 of the King James Version. In other words, those who turn away from what is right and deal treacherously without cause. Verse 3b, the Amplified Version. Number 2. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. Did you hear that? For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me and behold. Psalms chapter 51, verses 1 through 4 of the King James Version. The Amplified Version of verses 3 and 4 states, Look, they lie in wait for my life. Fierce and powerful men are uniting together to launch an attack against me. Not for wrongdoing, nor for any sin of mine, O Lord. They run and set themselves against me, though there is no guilt in me. Number 3. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. Psalms chapter 88, verse 2 and 3 of the King James Version. Number 4. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. Psalms chapter 89, verses 22 to 23 of the King James Version. Now I want you to take heed to the Amplified Version of these two scriptures. As I have said many times, God will not let his anointed walk in darkness. The enemy will not outwit him, nor will the wicked man afflict or humiliate him. I will crush his adversaries before him and strike those who hate him. Number 5. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. Psalm 129, verse 2. I can go on, but much of what he is giving me is for me and me alone. Now you may or may not see the immediate effects of your wickedness, but know this, as it is written, Do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Psalm 105, verse 15 of the Amplified Version. Now you may stay stagnant because in essence, that is where you are. No matter what you think may be manifesting in your life, while I move forward in the Lord. Or you can face a harsher reality as I have and still do. You can ask yourself, what can I do to heal? To become better? To grow and mature? As for me, the only one that I am in competition with is myself. Always striving to be a better version of me. Forever thankful when I see it coming to fruition in my life. Always coming from a place of love and in truth, Thank you for joining me here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.